The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast, or to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Well, over the next 2 days, it may seem like there's an echo in this sanctuary. It's not because of any acoustical problems that we're having, or maybe even some murmuring in the pews. Rather, this echo is caused by the lectionary, the appointed readings for the next couple of days. Both Holy Tuesday and Holy Wednesday share the same gospel account, but from two different perspectives. Today we hear John's viewpoint, while tomorrow we'll hear Matthew's. They both take us to the upper room, where Jesus is washing his disciples' feet and sharing a last meal with them. They both highlight how the intimacy and serenity of the evening are shattered by Jesus' troubled heart and disturbing prophecy of betrayal. So why the repetition? Why 2 days in a row? I don't think it's to challenge preachers to be creative. Although Pastor Schallhorn and I did briefly share notes last night when we realized we essentially had the same text. And I'm really thankful today that I get to go first and he has to figure it out for tomorrow. I think that these two accounts were placed one after the other to show God's people the horror of the betrayal Jesus was about to face at the hands of his friend. Being betrayed by your friend, that's like one of the worst things that can happen to you in life. What I find so fascinating about our gospel text for today is the subtle yet distinguishing detail John alone records twice to help us from falling into the same fate as Judas and separating ourselves from the Lord. Juxtaposed with the one who flees from his master's side, we are told of one who draws near and leans back and reclines, as the Greek really puts it, at the breast of Jesus. Now, this may sound a little odd to our modern ears. I don't know about you all, but I don't usually go around doing this to my close friends. I don't go to a dinner party and just cozy on up to the host. It kind of seems like that disciple is invading Jesus' personal space. Notice, though, how Jesus responds to the disciple doing this. He isn't freaked out. He doesn't push him away. John doesn't even record Jesus saying, "Hey man, give me a little room to breathe." No, Jesus willingly and lovingly accepts this gesture because this is exactly where he wants this disciple to be. This, my dear friends, is exactly where Jesus wants you to be too. He wants you to lean back into him. He yearns for you to cozy right on up next to his chest so that you can actually feel his heart beating for you. He desires for you to draw so near to him that he can constantly and gently remind you of your truest identity, the fact that you are his beloved. Too often in life, I find that I am more like Judas than that beloved disciple. When my doubts and shame and fear and sin get the best of me, I clam up and I run away. I'm definitely not a fighter. I'm a fleer. But I guess you could say it's genetic. I'm not going to make a comment about my parents. But I will make a comment about our first parents. Adam and Eve were the first ones to run and hide when their sin got the best of them. And I think it's safe to say it's a trait that we all share. We run from Jesus when the going gets tough, toward things in our lives that offer a lot of false promises that actually end up breaking us and leaving us wanting for more. Thankfully, if you didn't know, even though you're a runner, Jesus is a faster runner. And he's got a lot of more energy than you do. When we run away, Jesus chases us down. Jesus never leaves a lost sheep lost. He runs down and finds it, and he picks it up and puts it on his shoulders. When he finds us tired and weary and broken and ashamed, he doesn't cast us away. Get out of here. Give me some personal space. Get out of my bubble. Instead, like that sheep, he picks us up and puts us right back where we belong, right at his breast, next to his heart that beats solely for us. Jesus took on flesh for us. And the beautiful thing is he does this again for us today. Because our lectionary, our collection of readings, isn't the only echo in this room this week. Every day you will hear the same words spoken to and for you. Take, eat, this is my body given up for you. Take, drink, this is my blood poured out for you. Through these words and in the sacred meal of the Eucharist, Jesus puts us back in the spot where we belong, next to him, in him. And he puts himself back in the spot where he belongs, in us. My dear friends, it's Holy Week. Let's not be like Judas. Let's stop running away from Jesus. Let's stop betraying Jesus. Let's stop betraying ourselves. Instead, let us draw near and lean back and recline in and with Jesus. Because today, he's waiting for you, his beloved. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.